Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Break down! Go ahead, give it to me. Break down! I take me through the night. Break down!
Welcome back to the hour. Back to the show, folks. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Pete's been hanging out with us since 1998. How about that, folks? And it's good to have him back. Hey, Pete, we talked in the last segment about health care out of the Senate. Handicap that for us before we move into tax reform. Handicap the health care bill all the way through to the White House. What do you think?
I think there's still going to have to be some amendments made to this package in order to keep enough Republicans on board the bill to pass it through the Senate.
They got two that have already said no to the new one.
That's right.
Rand Paul and Collins out of Maine.
That's right. And my guess is there are probably two, even three more who might stray off this bill unless they get some kind of amendment that they want. So
you mean like the Louisiana Purchase and the Cornhuskers shakedown?
Yeah.
Remember that for the ACA?
Indeed, and that's hopefully not quite as unethical this time around.
Right.
But I imagine
right. There
will still have to be adjustments made to this.
McConnell's got some. He's got some money to spend, hasn't he?
Yeah. And what's important, too, is process here. You know, the Republicans need a win. They need to show that they're making progress.
Desperate. This bill, whatever happens to this bill right now, in my opinion, Pete, you tell me you're more of a pro than I am, but I hear on Main Street, my instincts are that whatever happens to this bill is existential impact for the Republicans next year. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree, and they
more important than, in my opinion, than the tax reform.
Well, they have to show they can get this done in order to get to tax reform.
Right.
This paves the way for it.
Well, it makes them look like. I just don't understand. I mean, I know I like perfect too, but I don't get perfect. I have to take what I can get. I fight for whatever I can get all the way to the last minute, and when it comes time to pull the trigger, I go with what I got. They're going to have to do that, aren't they?
Yeah. You've got to be there with the most you possibly can in the shortest possible time. Firstest with the mostest.
Right.
Used to be the phrase.
Are they going to be able to pull the thing where they say, are you really going to be the senator who kills this?
Quite possibly, yes. I would not be surprised if this comes down to one vote.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what do you think? I mean, what do you think? You think it's going to go?
I think so, and it's going to be again by one.
I don't care.
I
don't care. It's as good as a mile. One's as good as a mile. If it goes, but do you think it will?
I think so.
Okay, good. So let's move on. Let's move on to tax reform.
Okay. Good. And you know, interestingly, just yesterday, the House Ways and Means Committee, their tax policy subcommittee, had hearings on the impact and importance of tax reform on small businesses. And so it's good to know that House members are thinking really hard about how tax reform can be made to work for the small business.
They're really mentioning it now. In my memory, I don't remember them mentioning small businesses as much in their. I mean, politicians always use us as a bludgeoning tool. You know, they typically don't know anything about us. And I'm not going to say they don't care. It's just they don't really know much about us. But they like using us. It's almost like we're the. You know, you've heard playing the race card. They're playing the small business card. You know what I mean? And they get away with it. But they haven't always delivered for us.
Even though they
use us to their advantage, they haven't always delivered for us. But I am hearing specific things that sound like we might get a little bit of sweetener, a little extra sugar. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. So the House is committed to having what's called essentially tax parity with ever whatever they do with the corporate, the C corporation
right.
side, reducing the overall tax rate there. They want to make sure that small businesses using the 1040 side of the tax system have rough parity in terms of relief. They're not.
I wrote an article about this
rate.
In April, Pete, and so clearly they read my article, right?
That they did, and they, they've also been listening to some of the testimony we've been giving about complexity in the system. You know, a business, small business as defined by the government, fewer than 500 employees actually has a 50% higher per employee tax compliance burden than a large business, and they're the least able to afford
That's
that
right.
kind of thing. They've got to work on things like making sure the cash method of accounting is preserved, that things like keeping track of mileage and meals are made much simpler, that multi-state transactions and export transactions for small businesses are much easier to do from a tax record-keeping standpoint. All of those things are just as important as getting the rate right.
Right. What do you think about the rates? What do you think they'll be?
I would love to see a 15% corporate tax rate and
yep.
a roughly 15% small business rate. I don't think they're going to get that low.
Do you think they might have a different rate for small business than for big business?
Well, they have to design it sort of to fit in the personal income tax system.
Right.
My guess is what they're going to do are a bunch of back of envelope, well, more than that, you know, detailed calculations
right.
figuring, well, what can a small business write off versus a big one? How do we apply the statutory rate
right.
so we get an effective burden that's about
right.
the same?
By the way, folks, the article that I wrote is called Making Tax Reform Fair for Small Business. It was published April 30th. You can go to my website and look it up, or just Google that and it'll pop up in a lot of different locations. Pete Sepp and I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.